Scores of experts who are dubious about the dangers of climate change have been gathering in Chicago for an international conference. It's been organised by a group committed to curbing the role of governments in people's lives. Over the next 3 days, the meeting will provide a forum for scientists and policymakers who question many of the assumptions behind recent efforts to tackle global warming. Here's our environment correspondent, Roger Harabin.
The Heartland Institute, based in Chicago, seeks to resist government intervention in society. It's funded by wealthy individuals and businesses, including the tobacco industry. It started annual climate change conferences in 2007, in cooperation with a global network of similar think tanks. The Heartland president, Joseph Bast, said the meeting was a networking event for climate skeptics. He said recent controversies at the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the University of East Anglia meant the time was right to re-examine every facet of the climate debate.
This is not a single group of people who commit to a single theory. What brings these folks together is their conviction that global warming is not a crisis, specifically that if there is a human impact on climate, it is not so large or threatening that we need to take immediate action.
Some speakers come from a respected minority of scientists who dissent from the majority's concern over global warming. Other speakers are political and industrial lobbyists. Some British climate specialists told BBC News they'd have been interested in debating with some of the scientists here, but couldn't run the risk to their reputation, given the funding of the meeting and its overt political intent.